And we've got our next two contestants, Aaron Barker and Ben Lilly. Aaron and Ben, you host a science-related storytelling show called The Story Collider. What is your background in science, Ben?
I have a PhD in high-energy particle theory.
All right, I'm not here to hear you brag.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I studied how you might find extra dimensions at the Large Hadron Collider if they happen to exist. You could maybe find them there. It would be fun. They probably don't, so it was maybe a waste of time. But it was fun. I had a good time.
Aaron, what is your science background?
I have a bachelor's degree in journalism. So we'll see who wins this.
Yes. So you are also versed in fudging results. So. Our next game is called Generically Speaking, and in this round, we're going to quiz you about trademark names that everyone uses to describe a particular product. I'll give you the generic name or description, and you have to tell me the specific trademarked name that commonly describes it. Let's turn to John Chinesky, our puzzle guru, for an example.
If the clue was adhesive bandage, you would say Band-Aid, which is a trademark of Johnson & Johnson.
All I need is the trademarked name. Gelatin dessert. Aaron.
Jell-O.
Jell-O, exactly. Best instructions of all time on how to make Jell-O when you read the package. You know that, Ben? You are nodding. Chill until firm. Oh, yeah. Absorbent facial tissue. Ben.
Kleenex.
Correct. Reusable, resealable plastic storage bags.
Ziploc.
Aaron, yes. Toy flying saucer for toss games. Aaron.
Frisbee.
Frisbee. Cellular cushioning packaging material containing entrapped air or other gases. Aaron.
Bubble wrap.
Yes. There's nothing more frightening than finding out that bubble wrap contains other gases. Makes that popping game really competitive.
You're rolling the dice.
Surface coverings of man-made grass. Ben.
AstroTurf.
Yeah, you got it. AstroTurf. Weapon delivering electrical current through muscle. Aaron.
Taser.
Yes. Which, of course, also gave us the quote, "Don't tase me, bro." Yes.
Don't deliver an electrical current through muscle, bro. Yeah. Doesn't roll off the tongue.
That didn't catch on. No. Masses of multicellular expanded synthetic resinous material.
This can also be used as a packing, something for packing stereos or computers.
Ben.
Styrofoam.
Yeah, you got that one. This is your last clue. Infant bodysuits. Extra clue, I'm wearing one. Aaron.
Onesie?
Yes, onesie. John Chinesky, how did our fine contestants
well,
do?
Well, generically speaking, our winner is the human female known as Aaron. Congratulations.
A wonderful competition. Aaron, you'll be moving on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Coming up, we've got a real Einstein in the house. Our VIP, that's very important puzzler, is the professor of applied mathematics at Cornell University, Stephen Strogatz. In his book, The Joy of X, Stephen proves that math can indeed be very sexy. So stick around. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is NPR's Ask Me Another.